Hi, I'm Pat Duggins. I'm news director here at listener-supported Alabama Public Radio here at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. In just a moment, you'll hear some examples of what student interns do here in the APR newsroom. You'll get the opportunity to work alongside a national award-winning news team, researching stories, conducting interviews, writing copy, and then you get to hear your work on the air. It's all experience you can put on your resume. If you're thinking of an internship elsewhere, ask your boss whether or not you specifically get to do these things. If the answer is no, come and see me. First is a news story called A Voicer. It's done by student intern Kyle Lawley.
Jefferson County is home to two of the Washington Post's so-called super zip codes. The paper ranks communities on a scale based on medium income and percent of high school and college graduates. Zip codes that are ranked at a 95 or higher are declared super. The Post says there are two of these super zip codes in Alabama, which are scored on a ranking of 1 to 99. The winners are zip codes 35223 and 35213, which scored a 99 and a 96 respectively. Both of those zip codes are located in Mountain Brook in Jefferson County. Along with these two spots in Jefferson County, there are 10 others in Alabama that nearly made it onto the list. Four of these contenders are in the Birmingham metro area, and three more are in Huntsville. Kyle Lawley, APR News.
Here's another example of a voicer, this time by APR student intern Taylor Ray.
Governor Robert Bentley says job creation remains his top priority in office. He helped lead the failed attempt to bring Boeing's new 777X aircraft factory to Huntsville. While the governor pursues this goal, Attorney General Luther Strange plans to focus on how Alabama uses the death penalty. He wants to push a measure to change how killers appeal their convictions. Currently, there's an automatic appeal, followed by one the defendant can pursue. Strange wants both appeals to happen at the same time. Lawmakers also want to look at new regulations on so-called payday loan businesses. One proposal would lower the interest rates customers pay. The 2014 session begins Tuesday night at 6 p.m. with the governor's State of the State address. Taylor Ray, APR News.
And finally, here in public radio, we also do long-form features that can go anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Here's student Daniel Cherry, who did a story for us on the first anniversary of a deadly shooting in the town of Sampson, Alabama.
It's Girl Scout cookie season, and members of Troop 9210 are hard at work selling boxes of Thin Mints and Do-Si-Dos in the town of Sampson, Alabama. Directly across the street, 1 year ago, the scene was very different. Michael McClendon killed one person and wounded another at the gas station. About a block away, he killed seven more. Now, 1 year later, Sampson is still recovering. High school principal Danny Branch says it's something stuck in everyone's mind.
Kids have been very somber about it. I mean, that's one thing that they all can identify with. Everybody has those days in history where you remember where you were when this happened. And for a small town like this, it shouldn't be something that 12 and 13, 14, 15-year-old kids should remember, but they do.
Sampson only has about 2,000 residents, and everybody takes pride in knowing everybody else. Clay King has been mayor for 14 years. He said that closeness makes tragedy hit home even more.
I knew everyone, even the shooter. I coached him in Little League Baseball. So, yeah, it makes it, you know, more difficult because everybody, you know, knows everybody. And it's hands-on to everyone who lives here.
Among those killed was a 15-year-old high school student. In an open area on campus, students have made a memorial garden.
This is the young man that we had that passed. This tree was planted in this in memory of him.
Principal Branch says the shooting put things in a new perspective for him.
Whether we're blood related or not, we all feel family. Having lost one of our students here and then one of our students' moms, it's definitely made you appreciate the little things.
And now, he says, those things don't go unnoticed.
A normal day at school and just the simple things that you take for granted in life that may be kind of trivial and almost a bother sometimes, you appreciate them a little bit more.
Local pastor Jim Thorne says in times of crisis, people often rely on their faith to get them through.
Our little community here in Sampson was hit with a terrorist attack. When you have something like that, fear comes in and fear stays for a while. But faith in God has helped them to overcome this fear.
And he says by pulling through, they have all grown stronger.
The community has grown in unity more, I've seen, over the year than it has before. People helping people and people just saying, you know, we're going to get through this thing.
That's easy to say now. Thorne says the process of healing was far from immediate.
It took a while for people to even want to sit out on their porch and enjoy the summer breezes. It's been a growing process, and it's been people just looking at God.
Mayor King says in the days following the murders, he was refreshed to get letters of sympathy from all over the country from people who had never been to Sampson. King says that same spirit of goodwill is what gets the people through every day.
They're strong people, and they've had a lot of good people around them, neighbors and family going by and seeing them. They've done a lot better than I initially expected. But I'm not sure that the families will ever completely get over it. I don't see how you could.
A candlelight vigil will be held tonight to remember the people they lost last year. And King says as long as family who lost loved ones want to have a ceremony, they will continue each year.
If you're interested in an internship at National Award-winning Alabama Public Radio, give me a call at 205-348-5913. Again, that's 348-5913. Thanks for listening.